Welcome to Paws and Perros. If you are a dog, cat, or animal lover, this is the show for you. Have you ever wondered how to foster animals, how to begin an animal rescue or pet-based business when you don't have the time, or simply how to become the best pet owner out there? Well, search no more. My name is Raquel Cid. I'm from New York City, Dominican American, and I've been fostering since 2018 with no formal dog or cat experience. Each week, I'll deconstruct the world of animal rescue. You'll get to hear from me and the amazing people who are saving furry lives, impacting humans, and how you can do it too. We need more doers in the world, and this podcast will equip you with the how so you can focus on your why. To our cuddle friends, this is for you. Hola mi gente, on today's episode we have Jason Gibson, co-founder of Inspire Unity, a unique fundraising platform in which donors join hand in hand with others to not only fund a cause but show a physical depiction of unity. I think it's a really cool project that you and your founder are working on, Jason, so welcome. I'm excited to hear more.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
What inspired Inspire Unity? I know that you both started this during the pandemic.
Noah and I, actually, a lot of people think we're friends from when we were little kids. Noah and I met his senior year of high school and my freshman year of college. So we've only known each other for a short three years now. Wow. This year will be 3 years. This fall will be 3 years that we met. So we met each other through mutual friends, and then we kind of just clicked. You know, you know when you have a like-minded person with you and you will kind of want to keep those people around you. We clicked, we stayed friends, and then he texted me one night, late November 2020. So like a whole year after we had met. And he was like, "Hey, I have an idea. Can we talk in the morning?" I was like, "Yeah, sure." So it was late night thoughts from Noah. And then it kind of took like some doctoring, like what are we actually wanting to do? Where would we fit at? So then Inspire Unity kind of started off as our first project was a cat project. It raised funds for a shelter in Toledo, Ohio. They started off during the pandemic too. So we were like, this will be a cool first project for both of us. We'll help you guys raise money. I know it's probably hard starting something during the pandemic, especially something like a shelter or a rescue. And then we kind of grew further and further, and through social media and getting to know people, we started our own like little podcast series during that project. We met a lot of cool people, and now we are a fully capable crowdfunding platform for donors and users. So
incredible. I love, there's been so many of the conversations that I've had that the guests started during the pandemic, and I just love how much amazing things grew from it despite all of the darkness.
We always say out of all the negatives, there is light that shines through.
Absolutely.
Without the broken pieces, light wouldn't come through. You have to find the light in the darkness and keep moving forward and everything will be okay.
Yeah. Okay. So you said a lot there. I want to chat first about the late night thoughts that Noah had. Like, what was your reaction when he brought that on?
I'm a person that I'm a doer, you know. I don't really think too much. We'll figure it out later. Let's dive right in head first. And he's the same exact way, to be honest with you. He actually might be more of that than I am. Like, he thinks of something, he's like, "All right, let's do it." He came over, and so there was like this thing a long time ago. This kid created it was literally just like the screen of your computer. Businesses would pay him to upload their image onto it. So he made it like a by pixel, it cost this amount of price, and he raised a ton of money through it. So then Noah was like, I kind of want to do something with like a collage and raise funds for something. So then I was like, okay, you know, it kind of just started moving forward and forward and forward. And then we came up with the idea of, you know, Inspire Unity and doing these passion projects where we are actually behind, because you don't see very many, the founders of too many companies get behind what they're supporting, they're preaching. They don't get behind a camera. They don't put their face on anything. We kind of want to be and join these communities that we're trying to help build. So I think that's where Inspire Unity, us as the founders, but we don't like to use that term.
What do you want to be called?
We don't like the like notoriety of, "Hey, this is us." You know what I mean? Like, we're just normal people, just like you as the host of Paws and Perros, or we're normal people. We're young kids. We just want to make a difference. You know, we want to show people that all it takes is one person, one step at a time, and differences are able to be made.
Absolutely. And that's great that you are a doer, because that's actually something I say in my intro. It's like, we need more doers in the world. I find myself in the middle, like I would say the majority of the time, I'm such an overthinker. And then I have to like battle that constantly to then do and get out of my head and just do and then figure it out as you go, instead of trying to figure everything out before you even begin, because you can't even imagine the problems or great things that will happen when you start doing.
You don't know. You never know how great something could be. That's what I always say.
Absolutely. How did you both decide on the cat rescue that also began during the pandemic?
Most people in rescue, they're a little bit older. They don't really get the new school way of doing things. And I would say this is kind of like a new idea, a new venture for somebody to kind of take a chance on. They don't know who we are. That, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't have a social media following at all. Like, we started from ground zero. We just got up and we started going. We had no idea how to market, no idea how to, you know, sell our product or sell ourselves to people. That was something that, you know, we had to start doing over time. We had to get comfortable putting ourselves out there.
Getting no's.
Yeah. So we got a ton of no's. Like, we would call and have meetings with people and they were just like, yeah, you guys are too new. We don't understand what you're doing. Just nobody wanted to give us a chance. We probably called like 100 to 150 shelters, and we wanted to try and keep it local, since we wanted to keep it like within our community. That way we could, you know, get like, we have a couple right around us that are fairly big, that have a lot of support behind them. It'd be cool. It would have been cool for us to, you know, get into a local shelter, you know, do that type of thing.
Because then you could visit.
Yeah. Well, nobody would give us the chance to. So then we started reaching out outside of our community, and we really clicked with the rescue in Toledo. Had multiple meetings, and she was a young girl as well, just started during the pandemic. We were like, listen, this will be perfect for both of us. Like, we're both starting, we're both new. You need help just like we need help. Let us help each other here. And then it kind of translated into a good project for them.
I'm happy that she was on board as well. And for you personally, and I imagine the answer might be different for Noah, but for you, how did you take the no's? Like, how did you kind of keep going even though you got a lot of no's?
I knew it was going to be hard. You know, it's not going to be an easy journey at all, especially where we were 19 and 20 when we started this thing. So we're not only brand new, but we're two young kids. A lot of people don't believe that young kids are going to follow through with what they say. So they think, you know, you're childish, you're immature, you have no idea what you're getting yourself into type thing. And I think that the no's makes the yeses much sweeter. You know, like, you're going to be turned down so much, and then you're going to get that yes, and everything is going to be worth it. All the hardship, all the negativity, all of that, it all comes back full circle in happiness. And hey, we can actually help somebody now. Like, we're setting out to do what we meant to do. So I think that for me, that the yeses or the no's make the yeses much sweeter. And they kind of braced us for the success that we've kind of had now. Because at the start, it was rough. Our first website developer was a big mess, didn't follow through with what he said. We had to go to court. So it was a real big, it was a really big mess at the start. But like I said, the hardship makes the success a lot sweeter. It makes everything a lot better as you keep moving forward.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I can't believe that happened. And I've heard something where it's like, no lives in the land of yes. So for you to get to that yes, you do have to hear no's. And I love that you shared that, because I find that, especially when I connect with a lot of my little cousins, I do find that there's a mindset that has been created maybe through social media, where we're only seeing everyone's highlight reels. And so I find that my little cousins believe that if something doesn't work out the first time, then that's it. It's not supposed to work out. Or that other people who made it, that means they didn't get any no's. And I love that more people are opening up about actually part of the process to get to that yes. There's a ton of no's in there. Like, there's just, people can't even imagine. And the more people I connect with, the more that's becoming evident. And I just know from my personal life too. And so I want young people and also older people who are kind of feeling imposter syndrome around starting something new, I want them to like know and believe that.
I think the biggest part is believing in what you're doing. Because if you have a, not a false sense of belief, but not a complete belief, like 100% belief in what you're doing, the no's will steer you away from what you're doing. I see that a lot with like younger kids, like you were saying, like with social media. Social media has made a lot of things a lot harder, because you're afraid of, you know, for us, for example, for the Cat Project, people in our area made fun of us. Like, we got made fun of. Yeah, of course we did. Yeah. And now that we're doing good things, like we're giving back to the community, we actually just partnered with our local children's hospital for a project. We're starting to, you know, be on the up and coming. People are like, oh, this is really cool. Like, I'm proud of you guys. I'm happy you guys stuck it out. You see it full circle where they're like, what are you guys doing? To, wow, this is really cool. I'm proud of you guys. So you have to believe in what you're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it could be hard sometimes to believe in what you're doing if it hasn't been done before, or if maybe your confidence is down for whatever reason. And then that's a key there. Like, how do you believe this new thing is going to work? And I think something that is important is knowing your why. Like, why are you starting, and having that be a strong why? Maybe it's not as strong as you think it is to get you through all those no's and all those challenges.
I think having me and Noah together too, like, if he's having a bad day, I'm there to help pick him up. You know, it's that, like, we both played football. Noah actually went to the college we were going to together. He went there for football and then was like, it's not here anymore. That's his reason for, you know, he was like, it's not there anymore. I want to help people. That's kind of how Inspire Unity started with Noah. So Noah was like, football is just not it. I don't know what's going on. It's just not right for me right now. And then the late night thoughts accumulated, and then he came to me, and that's kind of how it all blossomed into Inspire Unity. But it's not a 50-50 all the time. Sometimes I'm only able to give 25%. Noah has to pick up some slack, or he's only able to give 25%. I have to pick up some slack. So I think the teamwork between the two of us helps a lot.
Yeah, no, that's great. I'm happy you have each other. It's true. I interviewed this woman who has Sanctuary in Colombia, and that was one of her tips too. Like, don't go through XYZ alone. Leverage the people around you. And not everyone might have a co-founder, but, you know, a friend, or like just someone that's like your grounding. Like you said, you and Noah actually don't know each other from that long ago. So the fact that you were open to this new friendship and then open to the idea, that is beautiful. What were some of the first steps you took in making this possible?
We first started with, I said, dude, if we're going to get behind something, we got to have an aim. That's when we started brainstorming. And, you know, we wanted to do this to bring people together through the things that they love. That was the whole goal behind what we were doing. That's where Inspire Unity started, was we want to bring people together and tie them in the communities where they feel a part of it. They're able to get behind it and stand behind it, and it's something they're passionate about. We could have 100 different perspectives on things, but the one that we find a common ground on, we want to bring people together through that. So that's where I said, we're unifying people. Why not be called Inspire Unity? The world needs it. Why can't we go and inspire unity? And he said, actually, I like that. We set on Inspire Unity. So then once we had a name, we started looking for a website developer. Obviously, neither of us, like I said, we had no clue how to do anything on a computer. Now, no one knows a little bit of coding, but not a lot. We had to find a website developer. We started that process and like started talking with multiple of those. We had to get registered through the state as a business. We started like mailing letters. We were trying to get donations at the start. We had no idea where to start, if I'm going to be completely honest with you. We kind of did everything under the sun. We started our social media pages. That's kind of where the first step started, and then blasting everything out on the social media. It does help me and Noah know a lot of people from our area. So we were able to say, hey, can you guys please retweet this, give it a like, whatever. So we got initially some good followers, and then we kind of just started reaching out. Like, still, this is what we do every day now. But we reach out to, you know, pet influencers, shelters, people that have animals, pets, whatever it may be. See where our journey takes us.
For anyone who's considering starting a project, it goes to show, like, just because you don't know exactly what you need to do doesn't mean that you shouldn't start. I'm sure you went on to Google and then you're like, oh, here. And then maybe you spoke to some people and it informs you.
YouTube has been the greatest teacher of all time through this process. You ask me or Noah anything, we say, let's YouTube it. If you ask us if, like, how to do something, we're not sure, let's YouTube it. YouTube has so much free knowledge on it. So we're like, hey, if we can't find it on YouTube, then we'll go ask somebody else.
I believe it, because with editing this podcast, and I still have a long way to go, it was YouTube. How do you manage Inspire Unity? And then you're also in school. Like, how do you split your time or keep on track of the things you need to do?
So calendar is really helpful. So a lot of it right now still is, you know, research and reaching out to people. Yeah. So it's more networking, talking to people as of right now. So whenever I have a chance to talk about it, I talk about it. You know what I mean? Because the more that you can show your passion talking to somebody, a lot better than you can behind a screen. I love to talk and interact with people. Like, that's what I love to do it. So it doesn't bother me. Like, I will call people on the phone and say, hey, how are you? Like, you guys want to hear like about our, what we're doing at Inspire Unity. So, and then with school, it's been a lot easier in the summer without school, but when school starts, I mean, I'll just get up a little bit earlier. And then Noah and I text throughout the day. Hey, can you get this done? Yeah, sure. I'll have it done by this time. And if I need him, if I can't do anything that day, and I'm like, hey, dude, I'm slammed right now. School's really busy. And I'm also a middle school football coach. Yeah, so I'm a middle school football coach for our local school district here. But if I'm like, dude, I have school, then practice, I can get to it later. But if you need it done right now, I'm not going to be able to. He'll say, all right, I got it. It's okay. So it's a lot of like understanding and communication. with both of us.
Yeah, you're developing your flow too, so that when school does start, it's like, hopefully now from the summer, you have a flow. I'm curious, as I'm a new mom now, what do you think, who or what experience has shaped you to be someone who is so involved?
I would say it's probably got to come from my parents. I've always been a helper, and I want to be somebody that's treats others how I would like to be treated. That's always something that was preached to me. You know, no idea what anybody else is going through. You know, you could walk down the street, a simple smile at somebody could change their day. I always stand behind the fact that, especially now, just love people. Like, you don't, there's no need. It takes as much energy, if not more, to be angry or mean to somebody than it does to just be happy and give them a smile and a wave. That's somebody I've always wanted to be. That's, I would say, my parents probably instilled that into me. Thanks, mom and dad.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love it. If you could think of like an early memory, was it through like their actions or through their words? Like,
so I would probably say when I was, I mean, still now, my mom has, like, we were always the house everybody came to. And my mom was always like, my mom and dad have always been like everyone else's second mom and dad.
That's beautiful.
So I would say, like, when we have dinner, the whole neighborhood would come in for dinner. I'd be like, mom, my buddies are coming in to eat tonight. Or after football practice, like two a days when we were in high school, I would be like, hey, everyone's coming over to swim. Are we able to make some food or something? She'd be like, yeah, no problem. She's a very welcoming person. Like, she's easy to talk to. That's my favorite lady of all time. I would say that's where, like, I think I get the drive to help people because she's always been one to drop everything to help the people that she loves.
So beautiful. I love it. Okay. I love it. Selfishly asking that question, but I'm sure there are parents listening as well and who are thinking, how can I have my child, like if their child is small, how can I have them be just a bit like Jason? And I think your mom will be very happy to hear this. Do you have any advice for anyone who is hesitant in starting a passion project?
You kind of have to just do it. Like, there's no right or wrong way to start. Like I said, me and Noah had no idea. When I'm telling you, zero clue. We kind of started putting pieces together after we started. We were like, hey, maybe we should try this. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, we mailed probably 300 letters out when we first started trying to, you know, like get donations. We didn't get any donations really. So I was like, we pretty much started this all on our own at 19 and 20. So I was like, dude, what are we going to do? Like, where do we go from here? And it's kind of just plug away. If it doesn't work, start from square one, do something else. I would say just do it. The best way to learn is by doing. They give you homework for a reason in school. The best way to learn is just by doing, and you're going to fail. Like, failure is inevitable, but you have to fail to succeed.
Yes.
I mean, I tell my middle school kids this all the time. They drop a pass, they get upset with themselves. They're like, oh, they hang their head. I'm like, dude, you got to go to the next play. Like, you can't focus on one thing you did wrong. You got to win the next play, do something right to make up for the thing that you messed up or did wrong. People get too hung up on the bad things that happen, but the bad things happen for a reason. there's always light at the end of the tunnel. You just got to be willing to see through the darkness.
Yeah, thank you. With Inspire Unity, and you could either talk about the children's hospital project that you're currently working on or the cat project. I'm curious, like, could you just give us more information around like how exactly it all works?
Our cat project was run on our old website. So we've actually revamped and like created an entire new website since our first project. So our first project, users weren't able to run their own projects. It was just us running a project. And users would come and support that project. So we had around 200 uploads for the cat project and a little over $2,000 raised. That was a cat project. Now on our new website, you're able to go create an account. If you wanted to run your own project through Inspire Unity, you go on the website, up at the top, it says new project, and then you're able to start your own project. You're able to set what you want the collage image to be. And then you share it to other people, get other people, you know, to support that project. Inspire Unity isn't going to be behind every single project now that is on our website. But if it's something that we believe in and we're like, hey, this is something we should help with, we will reach out to the project coordinator and get them on for a podcast episode or something, trying to just spread the word on our social media to, you know, get people that are like-minded in that community to that specific project. Right now, we are partnered with Akron Children's Hospital it's a childhood cancer project. I work with a lady at YSU. Her son has been diagnosed with leukemia since 18 months old. He is now 5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So he just went back into remission. So he has maintenance chemo up through March of 2023, and then hopefully no more, and hopefully he stays cancer free. So we are partnered with the Gaskell family and Akron Children's Hospital, and the money that we raise is going to the Showers Center for Childhood Blood Cancer and Disorders. So that's where that money is going to go. The collage picture is made up of Joey. It's a cute little picture of him. He has his sunglasses on.
I did see Joey's photo, and I think I love that. That's the project that there's a focus on right now. That's so important in such a sad situation. So fingers crossed that he'll stay in remission. So just to ensure listeners understand, so basically when you go to inspireunity.com, you can go ahead and start a project of your own. The goal of whatever project you're kind of submitting, it's you would upload a photo. And then when you put the photo there, and this is where maybe you'll let me know. I'm assuming they choose maybe how much they're trying to raise.
If you want to start your own project, there's a project like form that you fill out. And then it says, it'll have you put project name is, you put a start date and an end date. So the minimum donation amount is $3. So we're completely okay. If you're only able to give three, then give $3. $3 is still $3 to somebody that needs it a little more than probably you do at that point in time. Or then once they set that like collage picture, so they will put at like the start date, end date, they put that, you'll select a photo from, you know, your computer or your phone library, and that'll be the background image of the collage. So when users are going on to submit photos to the collage, it'll go on to that image that you selected, and it'll make up that image of that picture. So it's kind of like a mosaic collage when you see all the pictures come together, create another picture. So it's like that.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And check it out. The link is in the show notes. So I think it's nice because it's like a visual, it's a visual representation of multiple people coming together towards a cause.
Yes. They're also able to put a story, like, so the project coordinator can put a story into the description of the project, and then they're able to make updates. So like with the Akron Children's Hospital project, Joey's mom is actually able to go on there and update, you know, the people that are following the project. Hey, Joey went to the doctor today, or today's his last round of chemo, or today's the last round of whatever it may be. He gets his port out, which I do believe he did get his port taken out, if I'm sure. When he got his port out, she could go on there. Hey guys, thank you so much for, you know, donating to our cause. Joey did get his port out today. Things are looking up, like that type of thing. You're able to update your donors as well.
Okay, yeah, I love it. So that you can just be updated on the journey. Is there anything that you're excited about in the upcoming future or just long term?
Yes, so I was actually just going to mention this. Short term future, we'll announce, but the project won't start until October 17th. But we are doing a dog project. We've partnered with a really cool, it's a rescue foundation. So we will be announcing who that is on September 1st. It is going to be a dog project for them. It'll only run for about 3 weeks. So we have a dog project upcoming because we ran a cat project for our first one. We were like, We gotta go dogs next.
You've done cat, human, dog, helping everyone.
Yeah, we're going to be running a dog project. And then within the future, I mean, we just kind of want to grow and expand. We want to bring light to unique stories from around the world. We want to help as many people as we possibly can. With helping people as our focus and our forefront, we can go anywhere. No real set direction other than forward. Let's help people. So whatever comes along the way, I mean, we're open to it. Like I said, we're still learning. Like we'll learn probably until forever, to be honest. Like there's always going to be something new. It's technology. You know, there's new things in technology every single day. So main focus right now is just how many people can we help?
Exactly. You're always be learning. And also when you mentioned Twitch, I thought about like something where y'all are doing some live component and it's like we're all seeing the image come together and it's like a live fundraiser / networking or something, all towards a good cause. Like I want to say that I commend you both for bringing up upon this project, doing it during a dark time, thinking about helping other people and also animals. Like that is so great. And I wish the best to Inspire Unity. I can't wait to see what dog shelter you're gonna partner with September 1st. And by the time this episode comes out and people listen to this, it should already be out. So thank you so much. And if people want to follow the journey, where can they find you?
We are on Instagram at @InspireUnity_ and Twitter at @InspireUnity and Facebook at @InspireUnity.
Love it. Thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Mi gente, how awesome was it listening to Jason? Like he is such a light. And to think he's this young, he's still in college, he's working on Inspire Unity, and just he has so much foresight, I think is wonderful. And one of the biggest takeaways that I hope that you got from today's conversation is the power of starting, just deciding on something and starting and just doing. Because when you do, it informs you on what might work, what might not work. And it only really happens when you do. And the doing doesn't have to be starting a business if that's not what you want to do. The doing could simply be, oh, I heard about Inspire Unity today. Let me see the project they have with the children's hospital. Let me go ahead and donate or share this. Like that's the doing. It's like, what do you do with the information that you take away from Paws and Perros, from any other podcast you listen to, or when you're watching a show? What do you do with that information? When you're scrolling through TikTok or Instagram and you're receiving tips, what do you do with that information? Do you share it with your loved ones? Do you kind of just keep it to yourself and ponder? And I think pondering is great because let me tell you, I live in my head. I do. But it is also important to do because not only will it make your life more purposeful or feel more purposeful, but you also don't even know the impact that in you doing what it does to other people. You might be the reason somebody else goes and offers a smile instead of getting upset at something, or they start their own project, or they get involved in their community. So I hope you got that today as a takeaway is do, do, and do. Along the way, you'll figure things out. Also the importance of leveraging community, because look at how Noah and Jason have been able to start this movement. They met not that long ago, so it was before the pandemic, and here they are now. We're in 2022. They're working together, working at this mission together, and it makes those days that much easier. And not everyone has the opportunity to have a business partner, someone, because for example, me, I do Paws and Perros on my own. But what I will say is I have my go-to people that I leverage on those days that things become hard, that I'm like, wow, like I would want to spend time with my kid, but I need to edit this episode. And me venting, that just helps me keep going and remembering my why. That's what I would say to you is don't underestimate the power of community. You don't have to go through things alone. You can seek community through finding like-minded people on other platforms because social media can be used in such amazing ways. The majority of the guests that I find and interview, I'm finding them through social media. So you can also find community through there. And if you need help with any ideas in terms of how to find community because you're struggling with finding like-minded people, then reach out to me because I'm happy to help you. Also, I want to say if you're listening to this podcast, I mean, this is our community. We're like-minded because you're attracted to this podcast for a reason. I love you. Thank you so much for giving me your time. I won't take any more of it. Have a great rest of the week and until next time. Bye.